Hey, Dwayne. Dwayne, I think it's gonna be okay. I mean, I want to know the habits of other girls too, but I think all you gotta do is ask. Like, listen, I'm gonna write an opera, and it's gonna have no rhetorical questions in it. So just think about all the questions and all the songs that have ever been written, and now think about all the answers that we could have if any of those questions had actually been answered. So, for instance, will you still love me tomorrow?
Of course I will, Limbo Tomboy.
And why must I be a teenager in love?
That is the roller coaster of perpetual adolescence.
Exactly. Not to mention that really good Curtis Mayfield song.
Can I call this living?
Yeah, Dwayne, if I'm alive, you must be alive. And if you're alive, well, probably all these people that we've kind of been ignoring but are sitting right over there are alive too. And if they are alive, then probably they can answer the questions. And probably all we have to do to make them answer the questions is just say, hey, this is not a rhetorical question. There are no rhetorical questions in this opera. And then just see what happens, you know? So, I think we should just try. I think we should just ask some questions and see how it goes. Gordon, Gilda, you want to give this a whirl with us? Should we just try it?
Are you a pacifist?
Yes.
No.
Are you a resistor?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? I mean, we got some answers, right? I don't know. Maybe we should open this up. Maybe we should just ask everybody what they think. You guys? Everybody out there? Hello? Are you there? Do you want to answer? This is not a rhetorical question. Okay, let's try it.
Are you a pacifist?
Yes.
No.
Are you a resistor?
Oh, yeah.
You guys, I think that you might be what I've been looking for. I mean, I've been searching far and wide for a mighty, mighty chorus, for the mighty finale of my opera. And maybe you guys can do it. It's really easy. There's just four parts. You know, we can all learn it together right now, and then we can sing it, and it'll be totally so awesome, you know, because, like, when I was younger, like 8 or something, I used to sing in malls, and, you know, we'd be, like, singing 42nd Street or something like that, you know, and I would just imagine, like, a mighty chorus coming out of all the stores and just singing fucking 42nd Street together, and it just sounding so much more amazing than anything that had ever happened before. So I think we should just try to learn it. And the first part just goes like this. We don't see a future, but we feel a now. Do you guys get it? Like, I mean, it's not even about singing beautifully, you know? You can just sing it like, we don't see a future, anything. You can just sing it. But just, you know, sing it with me, and it'll be really good, because you know what? Fuck it! I'm only 12 years old. I'm not gonna wait until I'm 13 to fulfill my dreams of hearing a mighty, 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 mighty chorus. So let's try the first part again. Okay, ready?
We don't see a future, but we feel a now. We don't see a future, but we feel a now.
Yeah, that's it, that's it. And then the second part just goes like this. It just goes,
affection appears.
That's like, you know, for the people who maybe want to sing a little lower, or they can sing at a different octave. It really doesn't matter. Again, you can really sing whatever you want.
Affection appears. Affection appears.
Okay? And then the third part is kind of for people who maybe want to belt it out more. It goes like this.
It was
unimaginably beautiful. Do you guys get that one? Just try it. I know. Just give it a whirl.
It is unimaginably beautiful. It is unimaginably beautiful.
That sounded so good. And then there's just one other part, and it's the part that goes like this. It's kind of like, you know, the descant part. It goes, hold me, I'm a fermata. 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 That's so good. And you know, if anybody doesn't want to sing, I mean, I think everybody should, because it really doesn't matter what it sounds like, and you can just sing whatever octave you want. But if anybody doesn't want to sing, or they can sing simultaneously and also play like air piano or air recorder, because we have both of those in the song too, so you can just go and sing along, and then we'll have all parts of the orchestra taken care of. Okay, so let's just jump into it, you know, let's just give it a try.
Thank you. Thank you.